American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A big endorsement today for Kamala Harris. Former President Barack Obama and wife Michelle, the former First Lady, formally endorsed Harris for president. The Harris campaign posted a video of a phone conversation between Harris and the Obamas.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward to doing this with the two of you, Doug and I both.
The Obamas' endorsement added to the growing support for the vice president's candidacy, including endorsements from labor unions, advocacy groups, and dozens of Democrat elected officials. Kamala Harris bills herself as a tough-on-crime former prosecutor, but her record shows something completely different. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl with a look.
As Attorney General of California, Kamala Harris campaigned for Proposition 47 in 2014. It reclassified some felonies into misdemeanors, including many drug laws. Harris supported the so-called Minnesota Freedom Fund, which raised bail for the mostly peaceful anarchists who were arrested in the George Floyd riots. In a nod to her open border policy, she says she would not criminalize entering the country illegally.
I have personally prosecuted everything from low-level offenses to homicides. I know what a crime looks like. And I will tell you, an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
Randy Sutton of the Wounded Blue says not to pay attention to all the media coverage touting her as a tough-on-crime, law-and-order type.
They're trying to rehabilitate her and basically reinvent who she truly is. She is anti-law enforcement. She is anti-public safety.
What's more, he says, she owns the Biden-Harris public safety record. Under her watch, violent crime has surged in large cities. Drugs are flooding across the border and killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. Police forces across the country have been decimated by the Defund the Police movement and other woke initiatives.
And under this administration's watch, we have seen lawlessness grow across America. In fact, this administration has been the most lawless administration in my memory.
Sutton says Biden has been terrible for law enforcement, and Harris will be worse. I'm Steve Jordahl.
According to Fox News, the Kamala Harris campaign recently hired a senior advisor with a history of sexist messages online mocking women and gays, as well as seemingly criticizing Harris on social media during her failed presidential campaign back in 2019. The campaign announced earlier in the week it had hired Kamal Marshall, who has deleted thousands of old posts this week as 2024 senior advisor after he previously held positions as Joe Biden's strategic communications director in 2020, a senior advisor for the Biden-Harris campaign, and was formerly a senior advisor to Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona. Former President Donald Trump met with Israel's prime minister at Mar-a-Lago in Florida today. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Former President Trump greeted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah warmly. They all sat around a table at Mar-a-Lago. The former president reacted to Vice President Kamala Harris's call for a ceasefire deal Thursday after she met with Netanyahu.
I think her remarks were disrespectful. They weren't very nice, pertaining to Israel. I actually don't know how a person who's Jewish can vote for her, but that's up to them.
Netanyahu told reporters he hopes they are getting closer to a ceasefire deal.
I think time will tell. We're certainly eager to have one, and we're working on it.
He said the military pressure Israel's put on Hamas may move things more quickly toward getting the hostages home. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Paris Olympics were getting off to a rough start today with suspected acts of sabotage targeting France's flagship high-speed rail network and cloudy skies and forecast rains over the French capital ahead of its sprawling, ambitious opening ceremony. Authorities were scrambling to deal with widespread rail disruptions caused by what they described as coordinated overnight sabotage of high-speed train lines. Snoop Dogg carried the Olympic torch ahead of the opening ceremony. He was one of the final torchbearers of the Olympic flame. Find more news at AFN.net. Have a great weekend. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.